Section 2. Listen to 3 longer conversations. For questions 11 to 20, choose the best answer, A, B, or C. You will hear each conversation twice. You now have 2 minutes to read the questions. At an Indian restaurant.
Oh, at last. This is nice. I like the decor.
It makes you feel like you're in India, doesn't it?
And the music is nice too, and not too loud.
But it's the food that's really good here, and it's not too spicy, so you won't have a problem. Here comes the waiter with the menus.
And what's this?
It's a lassi. It's a common drink in India. It's made from yogurt.
So this is a lassi. It's delicious. So what are we going to get? As you've been here before, what would you recommend? I could eat a horse.
Me too, I'm famished. So I suggest 2 starters and 2 main courses. You're happy sharing, aren't you?
Why not? That way you can get to try more dishes. I would like to get some of those crispy flour things.
You mean poppadoms? They will bring you some with the starters.
Great. Now, what are we going to order? Oh, at last. This is nice. I like the decor.
It makes you feel like you're in India, doesn't it?
And the music is nice too, and not too loud.
But it's the food that's really good here, and it's not too spicy, so you won't have a problem. Here comes the waiter with the menus.
And what's this?
It's a lassi. It's a common drink in India. It's made from yogurt.
So this is a lassi. It's delicious. So what are we going to get? As you've been here before, what would you recommend? I could eat a horse.
Me too, I'm famished. So I suggest 2 starters and 2 main courses. You're happy sharing, aren't you?
Why not? That way you can get to try more dishes. I would like to get some of those crispy flour things.
You mean poppadoms? They will bring you some with the starters.
Great. Now, what are we going to order?
Exam mix-up.
British International Exams. How can I help you?
Hello, my name is George Timberis, and I'm registered for the TOEFL exam in December. But I haven't received any information about it yet.
The written exam is on Saturday the 8th, but the timetable that we sent you has all the details.
But I just told you, I haven't received anything. So the written exam is this Saturday. When is the oral exam?
For that, I need your name, as the oral exams take place over several weeks.
George Timberis. T-S-I-M-B-E-R-I-S.
We have a George Timberis. That's T-I-M-B-E-R-I-S.
That must be me. You obviously made a spelling mistake.
Just to be sure, could I have your date of birth?
It's the 21st of the 3rd, 87.
Sorry, that was the 23rd of...
No, the 21st of the 3rd, 1987.
Yes, sorry, okay. That seems to be correct. I'm afraid your oral exam was yesterday. You should have been informed of the date of the interview.
But I'm telling you I wasn't.
The information for the candidates was sent out last week.
Last week? You're not giving any room for delays. Good thing there wasn't a postal strike or no one would have got them. Anyway, what are you going to do about it?
We can reschedule the interview. Let's see.
British International Exams, how can I help you?
Hello, my name is George Timberis and I'm registered for the TOEFL exam in December. But I haven't received any information about it yet.
The written exam is on Saturday the 8th, but the timetable that we sent you has all the details.
But I just told you, I haven't received anything. So the written exam is this Saturday. When is the oral exam?
For that, I need your name, as the oral exams take place over several weeks.
George Timberis. T-S-I-M-B-E-R-I-S.
We have a George Timberis. That's T-I-M-B-E-R-I-S.
That must be me. You obviously made a spelling mistake.
Just to be sure, could I have your date of birth?
It's the 21st of the 3rd, 87.
Sorry, that was the 23rd of...
No, the 21st of the 3rd, 1987.
Yes, sorry, okay. That seems to be correct. I'm afraid your oral exam was yesterday. You should have been informed of the date of the interview.
But I'm telling you I wasn't.
The information for the candidates was sent out last week.
Last week? You're not giving any room for delays. Good thing there wasn't a postal strike or no one would have got them. Anyway, what are you going to do about it?
We can reschedule the interview. Let's see.
A friend's arrival.
Are you going to pick Richard up?
I guess so.
What time does his flight get in?
He sent me a text to say that his plane left at 6:30. It takes about 3 hours and 45 minutes to get here from London, so he should get here about 10:15.
Don't forget we are 2 hours ahead.
You're right. So that'll make, 12:15.
So what time are you going to leave for the airport?
That's about 12:15, I suppose.
That's leaving it a bit late, isn't it?
It doesn't take that long to get there. And he'll have to go through baggage collection. That will probably take a good 30 minutes.
What if his plane arrives early? Whenever I fly, the pilot always says we have a tailwind or something, and we arrive 20 minutes early. And what if there is traffic?
At that time of night, the roads will be empty. Besides, if I'm late, I can always ring him on his mobile.
What if he's forgotten to turn it back on? Or maybe he won't have network coverage here.
No, don't worry. I'm sure he has. Anyway, if I can't reach him, he'll just have to wait.
That's not very nice, leaving your friend waiting in Athens Airport on his first visit to Greece. Listen, John, I don't want you driving like crazy to get there. You know what drivers are like on a Saturday night. Why don't you leave a little earlier so you won't have to rush?
Look, if I go earlier, I'll have to leave my car in the car park, and after 20 minutes...
Is that it? I don't believe it. You're prepared to leave it to the last minute and make your friend wait just so you can save a couple of euros? Unbelievable. Are you going to pick Richard up?
I guess so.
What time does his flight get in?
He sent me a text to say that his plane left at 6:30. It takes about 3 hours and 45 minutes to get here from London, so he should get here about 10:15.
Don't forget we are 2 hours ahead.
You're right. So that'll make, 12:15.
So what time are you going to leave for the airport?
At about 12:15, I suppose.
That's leaving it a bit late, isn't it?
It doesn't take that long to get there. And he'll have to go through baggage collection. That will probably take a good half hour.
What if his plane arrives early? Whenever I fly, the pilot always says we have a tailwind or something, and we arrive 20 minutes early. And what if there is traffic?
At that time of night, the roads will be empty. Besides, if I'm late, I can always ring him on his mobile.
What if he's forgotten to turn it back on? Or maybe he won't have network coverage here.
No, don't worry. I'm sure he has. Anyway, if I can't reach him, he'll just have to wait.
That's not very nice, leaving your friend waiting in Athens Airport on his first visit to Greece. Listen, John, I don't want you driving like crazy to get there. You know what drivers are like on a Saturday night. Why don't you leave a little earlier so you won't have to rush?
Look, if I go earlier, I'll have to leave my car in the car park, and after 20 minutes...
Is that it? I don't believe it. You're prepared to leave it to the last minute and make your friend wait just so you can save a couple of euros? Unbelievable.